What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima, be your motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. And today is March the 19th, and it is a beautiful day. Like, literally, I am super, super, super excited because I have a tree that, like, sits in front of my apartment, and when I tell you Mr. Green is starting to blossom and fruition, and it is just so beautiful to literally see this tree manifesting itself again from such a harsh winter, like... And I say that because I feel like winter was really just... I felt really, really stuck. I don't even know why. I just kind of also felt like I felt like a hermit. And I don't know if that is just because I'm a nature person. You know what I mean? Like, getting into the zodiacs and stuff. And I realized that I am a very nature person. I love being outside of nature. I love seeing greenery, just any of that. Give me greenery, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, with the trees not being blossomed and everything just being dull and it being so cold, like, yo, I feel like I'm, like, immune to the nature. That's why I know for a fact, so, like, I have to literally find strategic things to do, like, plan, like, everything was a plan this whole winter, and I got a lot of things done, you know, I got a lot of work done, accomplished a lot of goals. So work-wise, it was great, but just, like, socially, oh my gosh, like, I didn't really want to do anything. If you're like that, you know, you're like me. I hibernate through the winter, I just really, really do, but spring is definitely around the corner, honey. Wait, let me see, how many days we got till spring? Let me see, how many days do we have till spring? How many days until spring 2020? 11. Oh, wait, does it say 11 hours? Wait, hold on. Wait. I thought that was... Whoa, hold on. Whoa. How many days until spring? Thursday the 19th. Spring is going to be on Saturday the 20th. Saturday the 20th in 11 hours? Wait a minute. Oh. Wait a minute. Spring is in 11 hours. Hours, guys, are you serious? How beautiful, how freeing, how glorious. Winter is over. Yo, we have 11 more hours left to winter. Yo, I'm cutting everything out. Yo, 11 more hours left till winter. What are you leaving behind in the winter? And that is an honest question that I have for you. Like, what are you leaving in your past that you're not taking with you? For me, I'm definitely leaving procrastination. I'm definitely leaving not adding as many goals. You know what I mean? Because I feel like the type of goals that I've added this winter, I need to add double those goals. Because I've been making those goals, but I need to add more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to add harder things to the goal list, like, every single day. You know what I mean? Because what I have on my list right now is, like, basic things, like, go to salon, work, basic. You know what I'm saying? Do clean, basic. You know what I'm saying? Like, work, basic. Work out, basic. To me, those are basic. You know what I mean? I need to have things on my list like contact this person, collab with this person, edit this video, this, like, it needs to just be a higher frequency of goals that needs to be attained for springtime. Like, leave winter in the winter and allow spring to, yo, we are literally in tune and in alignment with life. Yes! Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. I really am, guys. I really, really am. Like, I really believe that everything happens for a reason. I believe that everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a season. And you have to know that in order for your life to go to the next level, you have to go to the next level. You have to actually take yourself there. You actually have to put yourself in that position and then ride that wave, because that's what it is about. You're never going to be able to just see what is there until you actually place yourself in that position there. And that is for somebody. Share this video if you can. We got 11 hours, honey. We got 11 hours to spring. What are you going to do? What is your spring going to look like? Write down 5 things that your spring will look like and could look like. And I personally want to give you, I'll go ahead and say, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll give you guys 5 things that I suggest you do now, right? Like, as you're listening to this podcast right now. So it doesn't matter if you listen to this podcast in the winter. It doesn't matter if you listen to this podcast in the spring. These are things that you can do right now to actually take your life to the next level. So, number one, the very first thing that I think that everybody needs to do to take your life to the next level, and I am not even playing, this is something that has really, 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 really helped me into just what I believe that I am in today, and that is personal growth and development. Whoa. Yo, when I tell you that there is so much power in getting to know yourself, I can honestly say I started reading books like Think and Grow Rich, started following leaders like Tony Robbins and listening to people like Eric Thomas and Zig Ziglar, Gary Vaynerchuk, Grant Cardone, went to every conference that you can think of and studied psychology. I've been studying psychology for the past, I want to go ahead and say, 7 to 10 years. Every morning I would make myself get up and start reading my psychology book, and I would actually put myself in school, you know what I mean, and just so that I can learn it for myself, not pay anybody else. And I realized that I do need to, I realized so many things in that. I've learned myself, I've learned my ways, and that has really, really helped me. So personal growth and development, reading books and different things like that has really changed my life. The second thing that I can honestly say that you can start now to change your life, no matter where you are, is your eating. I don't eat any beef, pork, or chicken. Once again, I don't eat any beef, pork, or chicken. I do eat fish pretty much every single day. Yes, I do want to stop that as much, but changing your eating actually helps you with your mental state. You know, a lot of times, I ain't gonna tell no lie, I felt like, yo, when I used to eat chicken, I'm just being honest. Can I just say, I think I was a little bit more emotional and stuff when I used to eat chicken and stuff. Always just, you know, emotional. Just feeling kind of, just feeling a certain type of way. You know what I mean? When I started eating cleaner, I've been feeling clearer mentally and everything. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely lay low on the fish, but that is something else. Number 3, Finding a regimen to work out at least 4 to 5 times a week. Stop playing yourself. And I'm gonna give you 30 minutes. I'm gonna sound like everybody else and just say 30 minutes. You know what I mean? You know you could use a whole hour to 2 hours. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with 2 hours. You could do an hour in the morning and an hour at night. You know what I'm saying? And then your hour at night could look like yoga. You know what I mean? Your hour at night could look like 30 minutes yoga, 30 minutes stretching. You know what I'm saying? And in the morning, you could do like 30 minutes on a treadmill and then like 30 minutes of like leg presses or just whatever, like any type of strength training or circuit training for another 30 minutes. Like, it's easy to knock out 2 hours in a day if you really, really, really plan it. And that is the fourth thing. Plan your day, yo. I put that on everything. If you start planning your day, you will literally be able to take your life to the next level. And last but not least, when you plan your day, you have to give it increment timing. Timing is everything. If it doesn't, yeah, like everything is timing. So you should always plan out, not only plan out your day, but time it. Give everything a time. Even if it's just your life, if you're like me, you want to do everything in like small increment timing. So I do everything in about 11 minutes, 11, 20 minutes, period. That's how we do it in here. So that is your 5 things, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this show. I will definitely see you on the next episode.